Hallelujah. Praise God. My beloved is mine and I am hers today. Hallelujah. Morning, beautiful people. Hallelujah. Trust you're going to have a beautiful day as well. Our readings is Psalm 88 and it's verses 1 to 7. And I'm reading from the TPT. Yahweh is a God who continually saves me. So here's someone that's not someone, they the sons of Korah, so they have got a relationship. They seen the Almighty. They were experiencing his mighty salvation. I weep before you night and day. Please bend down and listen to my sobbings. For my life is riddled with troubles and death is just around the corner. Everyone sees my life ebbing away. They consider me a hopeless case and see me as a dead man. They've all left me here to die, helpless like one who is doomed for death. They're convinced you've forsaken me, certain that you've forgotten me completely, abandoned, pierced, with nothing to look forward to but death. They have discarded me and thrown me into the deepest darkness as into a pit. Hallelujah. I'll stop there. I've got it written before me, but I've just got it till there. So, hallelujah. What can we see here? We can see someone, they have experienced God. But they're also going through some sorrows. And we can relate to that, guys. We can know, we can have great hopes, great expectations, but those great hopes and those great expectations are going to be tested. So there's going to be some dark times, but we've got to know this God will never leave us or forsake us. Not just this, he is the only God that is a good God, that is consistent, that comes through. So the word says so beautifully, after you suffered a while, he will strengthen, establish. He actually says he himself will strengthen, establish, perfect, and complete his work in you. So God is convinced in his great love, his great plan. And even in the midst of squeezings, guys, we need to know it builds character. You don't run anywhere else, but you run to God. So there's a motivation that is in the right place. So you're showing sincere love. You're showing commitment. You're showing perseverance and endurance. And those are beautiful qualities. We see that even in the life of Jesus, when he went through difficulties and not knowing God's will, he interceded with prayers and crying, and God came through for him. And so he came through for all mankind. In Jesus, it's all been made available. So when we see these things, when we see people pursuing God, calling on God, going through things, we must always remember it is a small reflection of what Jesus went through for us. So beautifully that poem that Paul gave us and shared with us yesterday. So it's also we become. So whatever we're going through, we look to Jesus, because he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we can become the Son, the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is the sons of God in the image and likeness of Jesus, from baby to young man to father. So we always push on, God. We're not of those that give up, but those who believe and are saved. Hallelujah, guys. Stay strong. Your God loves you. He's for you and not against you. Amen.